Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pentagon ordered new interviews in the deadly 2021 Afghan airport attack amid ongoing criticism that the assault could have been stopped. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Suicide bombers attacked the airport during the chaotic Afghan pullout by U.S. forces, killing 13 American troops and 170 Afghans. At least one service member who was wounded said he was never interviewed and might have been able to stop the attackers. Central Command's top general has now ordered that roughly two dozen more troops be interviewed to see if those who were not part of the original probe have new or different information. Officials say this does not reopen the Biden administration's investigation of the bombing, which said the attack was not preventable and turned up no advance ID of a possible attacker. Still, congressional critics are likely to seize on the interviews as proof the administration bungled not just the pullout, but the attack's probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Talks on North Korea providing arms to Russia for use against Ukraine have continued to advance after a meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters on Friday.
Our view has been before the visit and after the visit that talks about the provision of weapons by North Korea to Russia to kill Ukrainians have been advancing and continue to advance.
Russia has gone out of its way to publicize the visit and drop repeated hints about the prospect of military cooperation with North Korea. Authorities in Hawaii have adjusted the number of deaths from the deadly Maui wildfire down to at least 97 people. Previously, officials said that they believed at least 115 people had died in the fire, but further testing shows it had multiple DNA samples from some of those who died. This is VOA News. In an already repressive environment for media, female reporters and those from marginalized communities face even greater threats in Iran. Camilla Caruso has a story in this report.
Take Azal Abbasian, who identifies as non-binary. Abbasian faces regular questioning and harassment from Iranian authorities. Abbasian told VOA via email that Iran's society is extremely homophobic, and me, as an LGBTQI journalist and feminist, even got death threats via social media from Islamic Republic's cyber army. Kira Nazish, founding director of the Coalition for Women in Journalism, says online campaigns are a serious threat for journalists in Iran and those who go into exile.
There are a lot of Iranian journalists, bloggers, analysts, human rights defenders, lawyers, attorneys who have been speaking, feminists who had been speaking more last year, but we saw a very effective online smear campaigns against these journalists.
The threat of arrest and online harassment has only increased since the mass protests in 2022 over the death of a young Kurdish woman in police custody. Iran's mission to the United Nations did not respond to VOA's request for comment. For Camilla Caruso, Jessica Dreet, VOA News.
Ukraine said Friday it had recaptured the devastated eastern village, setting the stage for further advances on the southern flank of Bakhmut, a city that fell into Russian hands in May after months of heavy fighting. Kyiv's troops were securing their foothold in the area while Russian forces suffered significant casualties and lost equipment, according to the Ukrainian general staff. The village lies south of Bakhmut, the site of the fiercest and longest battle since the invasion by Russia in February of last year. Mexico on Friday extradited the son of Sinaloa cartel kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States to stand trial on drug trafficking charges, according to Attorney General Merrick Garland. Ovidio Guzman Lopez, also known as El Raton or the Mouse, faces charges on drug trafficking and money laundering in U.S. courts. His father was convicted in 2019 and is now serving a life in prison sentence in the United States. And recapping one of our top stories, authorities in Hawaii have now adjusted the number of deaths from the deadly Maui wildfire down to at least 97 people. Previously, officials said they believed that at least 115 people had died in that fire. Further testing shows they had multiple DNA samples from some of those who died. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.